Philip Semple, PLKT Surgeon Care. Today's date is 02/22/2024. Dictation is for Tammy Ellis. Ellis spells E-L-L-I-S. Tammy spells T-A-M-M-Y. Date of birth is 11/12/1959. This is a 64-year-old female, here with fatigue, period. Patient stated that she works at night and is unable to sleep during the day. Says she's been taking citalopram ...0.25 milligram for years, and that does not seem to be helping. She said she's now experiencing what she described, quote, "I think I am depressed," close quote. Patient says she will go in a room, lay down, cannot go to sleep, mind is racing, but does not feel like getting out of bed to do stuff that she usually enjoys doing, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports one episode of loose stool today, along with upset stomach, period. She said this is not going on anymore. She just had one episode because she was so worried about stuff, quote. She was so worried about open quote, stuff, close quote. She says her husband is sick and she's worried about him. And she stayed home from work Tuesday and Wednesday and is now afraid she maybe may lose her job, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, patient is in depressed, mood is depressed. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 98% at room air, blood pressure 155/85, pulse at 92, respiration 18, temperature 97.4, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, she's alert-oriented, patient mood is depressed, she cries while giving history, sensory and motor functions are normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is depression, number two, sleep deprivation, number three, circadian rhythm sleep disorder. Circadian spells C-I-R-C-A-D-I-A-N, rhythm sleep disorder. Patient had a lengthy discussion. We talk about seeing a specialist. She says she wants to wait a little while for a few more days or weeks, and just want to try something that will help her sleep. She was given a prescription of Ambien 10 milligrams, 1 PO at bedtime. Next paragraph, we discuss the need for her to cut back on her cigarette smoking. She indicated that this is a source of comfort, especially when she's going through these situations, period. However, today a patient was advised to return to the clinic in 2 weeks, earlier if she's worse. In 2 weeks, I will reassess how this medication is working. If it's not working for her, I will be referring her to a psychologist. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. He says she has none, that she's comfortable with our plans and discharge instructions. End of dictation.